Someone once asked me, ladies and gentlemen, where do you get your peace? Where do you get your assurance, your calm assurance? I said, well, you know this stuff I've been teaching for 29 years? Yeah. Well, I actually believe it. I believe everything I teach. I believe that God is at peace with me. I believe that God is smiling on me. I believe that God is operating everything that happens in accord with his own will and his intention. I believe that Satan in the end is not going to win. I believe that God has the whole human race in his hands, and that the second Adam, the last Adam, Christ, undoes what the first Adam did. Therefore, all humanity will be saved in the end. I believe that God has a plan that has been operating since the beginning, and that that plan will succeed. I also believe that I and other members of the body of Christ, I'm the apple of his eye. He loves me, and that nothing can come against me. If God is for us, who can be against us? And that nothing is now condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. And that being justified gratuitously in his grace, I'll be saved from indignation through him. And that he looks at me like he looks at his son, Jesus Christ. And that he has known me from before the disruption of the world, before I was even born. And he has placed me in a marvelous position to be able to teach members of the body of Christ, because he educated me for many, many years so that I could be able to speak to members of the body of Christ, to encourage them, to keep them focused on Christ. And therein lay the whole message here of God consciousness. God consciousness is just that. It's being aware all the time as you go through life, being aware all the time that you are living and moving and being in him. Knowing that he is working in you to will and to work for the sake of his delight, even when you make mistakes, even when you do stupid things. That brings a lot of peace. Knowing that the enemies of God, which includes Christians, their enemyhood is temporary. They're not always going to prosper. That comforts me. When I see the government of my country being so evil and stomping on people's rights and shutting the voices of people down and becoming a police state and going after political enemies and lying and lying and lying and bringing the economy to its knees and cutting off our energy supply on purpose and printing more money on purpose. When I see that, and it's frustrating to see it, it makes you so mad. But knowing that the enemies of God do not prosper, they're on a short leash. Their time is short. I'm going to talk about this also in Nebraska, that the chiefs of this eon are being discarded. They are being discarded. They're on their high horse now. But just, if you can, look at it and laugh, because they're going away. They are so hard going away. And we are on the ascendancy. Spiritually, we're on the ascendancy. They don't know it. They can't see it. Sometimes we can't even see it. And when we see the power trip that they're on right now, it's easy to think that, wow, they might win. It was really easy to think when you saw the champion of the Philistines, Goliath, come up against the armies of Israel. It was easy to think that there was no man in Israel that could confront Goliath. And then when you saw a teenage boy walk up to him, ah, all hope is lost. Huh. No, because enemies of God will not prosper. They'll prosper in the short term, but the short term sucks. The short term sucks. We're in this for the long term, and even in the intermediate term, things are good for us, because I'm telling you, we are perched at a beautiful place in the Aeonian times, on the Aeonian calendar. It may not seem like a beautiful place right now, because we are at the tail end of the apostasy. We are in a very terrible time, the brink of the tribulation, the time of 7 years, where the earth is going to go through tribulations, thus the name, that it's never been through before. Worse than the days of Noah. How can I say worse than the days of Noah? Well, in the days of Noah, you just swallowed, took a big gulp of salt water and the lights went out. But this is going to be torment on the earth. People are going to want to die but not be able to die. It's going to be a miracle. Yeah, people will seek death, but they won't be able to find death. How can you not find death? All you got to do is hit yourself in the head with a rock. I don't know. God's going to perform some miracle that will keep people from killing themselves. That's pretty brutal. I mean, that's worse than being an insomniac. You can't sleep. It's terrible because you really need sleep to rejuvenate yourself. You can barely survive in this world without sleep. With sleep, you can barely survive. God takes away sleep, and it's like, Jesus, I'm running on empty here. Well, what happens when you can't even kill yourself? Damn! Kind of like Groundhog Day. Bill Murray tries to kill himself, remember? Keeps waking up every day. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. So, this knowing, I kind of call it the sheen of Christ. The world is out there. It's evil, and it's cold, and it's an evil eon. But you have the sheen of Christ, the protection of Christ on you. And it is like an insulation. It insulates you, really, from the world. Nothing can get at you except what God wants to get at you. And if something does get at you, then it is absolutely necessary and was sent by God, and you need it to fit you for your place in the celestial realm in the next eon. And that next eon is coming. Because we are perched at the brink of a change of eons. Eon 3 is about to turn into Eon 4. Eon 4 is the 1,000 years of peace on the earth. But we're going to be going into the celestial realm while Israel is on earth. But there have been three evil eons. We're in the worst of them. In God's Aeonian calendar, three evil eons are succeeded by two good eons. The first eon kind of sucked. The second eon really sucked. And this eon sucks rocks. But the next two eons, to God be glory for the eons of the eons. And so we're right at the intersection. We're not only at a change of eons, but we're at the fulcrum point of evil eons turning into good eons. It's an amazing time to be alive. And I truly believe we're short timers. I expect to be lifted out of here at any moment. God promised that. That's another part of this God consciousness, knowing that you can get out of here. Some people say, or they'll accuse us of being escapists. Oh, you just want to get out of here. No shit. So yeah. But we're supposed to think that. Why wouldn't you want to get out? Why wouldn't you want to escape an evil eon? Because I want to be tough. I want more trials. I want to be perfected. Don't worry. All the trials you need, God will bring to you. You don't have to wish them on yourself. You don't need more time. Whatever time is needed to go through, whatever you have to go through, you'll go through it. And who doesn't want to have it over today? I mean, you're insane. You're literally insane if you want this eon to go on. Sorry. So, whatever things are just, true, pure, of good reputation, think on these things. And the things that I named at the beginning of the show are things I want you to think about constantly. It's that God consciousness. Everything is working as it's supposed to work. Even your mistakes, even your failures, they were all supposed to happen. For some reason, you'll find out what those reasons were. The enemy cannot come against you. No plan of the enemy can prevail over you unless God allows. Let's a little of it come. I once said allows. That's relative. God will let a little of it in order to try you, to fit you for your place. That's okay. You're meant to go through it. God's on it. He's not boiling the pot and walking away and the pot overboils and spills. No. God is micromanaging your trials. Let me say that again. It's so comforting. I loved hearing myself say it. God is micromanaging your trials. Micromanaging it. Not only is he not put the pot on the stove and walked away, he's putting the boiling water just with an eyedropper, not a bucket, an eyedropper. Seems like a bucket sometimes, but it's not. It's an eyedropper. Knowing that is comforting. Knowing that the enemies that who are celebrating now, they're short-lived. They're almost done. They don't even know it. You kind of got to feel sorry for them. It's like, You idiots. Oh, I would hate to be you. Yeah, I would hate to be King Charles. I would hate to be the president of the United States. I would hate to be a celebrity. I would hate to be any of these people who could be called chiefs of the eon. I'd hate to be them. I like being little old me down here at the edge of the bottom of the Florida Peninsula, because I'm on the ascendancy. You're on the ascendancy. They're on their way down. That should comfort you. That's part of the God consciousness. That's part of it. Knowing that the enemies of God will not prevail. And that God has made a home for you that you're going to see very soon. He's so excited to show it to you. Oh my God, Jesus Christ, when he comes for you. And he takes you in the air and you start to rise. He's going to be so excited to show you where you're going to be. Because we're used to this mud hole down here. We're used to this shit show. And when we start to see, it's like going up in an elevator. It's like, ding, you go up these floors and you're looking around. It's like, this is amazing. Jesus is operating the elevator. He's going, this is amazing. Ha, you haven't seen anything yet. Boop, then you go up to the 110th floor. Wow. He rolls his eyes. You think this is good? Then you go up to the 612th floor. Oh my God. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. But see, he can't wait even more because he knows what it is. We have no idea what it is, but he knows what it is. And so, you know how it is when you got something new you want to show your friends? You got a new house, a new apartment, or you redecorated or put a pool in the backyard, or whatever. You can't wait to have your friends over. Wait till you see this. Well, that's what Jesus is thinking now. I can't wait for these people to see this. When they see this, all their problems are going to disappear. All their trials that I put them through in order for them to enjoy this are going to seem like nothing. Oh, that's an actual verse of scripture. Yeah, what was it? Romans 8:18. The current pains and trials of this world are nothing. Don't deserve the glory that's about to be revealed for us. Revealed for us. That's the elevator. That's the snatching away elevator. See, the snatching away is just the beginning. When we're made immortal, meet the Lord in the air. That's just the beginning. After that, the good stuff starts.